Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Linnea McCord is here. Linnea is a new friend. She's Associate Professor of Business Law at Gazzadio School, which is part of Pepperdine. She is an expert on business ethics and business law. She's the author of a book, The Wisdom of Ants. I love that title. Restore the Secret Power of Trust That Made America Great Before It's Too Late. Linnea McCord, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Congratulations on your book.
Yes, it only took 13 years to write.
Well, you know, I tell people who haven't been authors, who haven't written a book, that a book comes out of you when it's ready.
That's right. I found that out.
It's like a baby. It's like a baby. You don't know whether it's a 3 month. You know, it won't be a 3 month gestation. I can tell you that. But the question is it 2 years or 20 years, right?
So it depends on the topic, and it depends on how complicated the topic is. And right. I thought it could be written a lot faster. But what I discovered is that events had to occur before I could see
some of
the patterns.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was beating myself up about my book, The Age of the Customer, 2 years before I published it. I was mad at myself because I hadn't already gotten it done.
Right.
The truth is, the book would not have been complete without what happened in those 2 years.
That's exactly what
people
happened.
You don't realize it. That's what I mean, folks, when I say, Linnea's, you know, backing me up on this.
Yep,
a book
true.
Comes out when it's ready. And
it
if
does.
You can't force it.
It has to come in the time that it takes.
That's
and
right.
I finally, when after it took 13 years, I looked it up and found exactly what you're saying, that authors would say that.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you don't know.
Yep, that's exactly right. So I love the title, The Wisdom of Ants. My audience knows how I feel about the concept of trust. I talk about it all the time on the show. My eighth chapter in my book is on trust. And here's a statement I'm going to make to you, Linnea, and then I'm going to get you to comment on it. I believe that trust was there when proto-market was born 10,000 years ago. Otherwise, the markets could not have happened.
That's right.
But I believe that it's always been there,
right.
But I actually believe, as sophisticated as our markets are today, I actually believe that trust is more important today than ever before.
I would agree with that statement. And the reason trust is more important than ever before is because the communications abilities that we have to destroy trust instantaneously
mm-hmm.
are much more developed, and so trust is absolutely essential, and we have forgotten that our country runs on trust. It's not just our economy. It's not just our political system. It's not just our society. The entire success of the country runs on trust.
When you drive down the road, you rely on trust, right?
That's right.
You stay in your lane, I stay in my lane.
That's right. And that's not always the case.
Right, right. So talk to us about that. Explain the ant connection.
Okay, the ant connection was, I was at one of our business presentations and doing a presentation, and one of the participants, one of the executives, told me the story about self-organizing ants, which I looked up at the time and discovered that Argentine ants, the little tiny black ants that come into our house when it's cold, have built the largest biological structure, 3,728 miles long, in Europe.
Hmm.
It's the largest biological structure in nature of living organisms, and they do it through self-organization. In other words, self-organization means that they automatically, voluntarily, cooperatively, without central control, organize themselves, and they can respond almost instantaneously.
They have a set of standards that work.
Change conditions.
Nobody
That's
violates
it.
The trust, the standards, which is basically, I trust you to do what you say you're going to do. What
right.
You know
in human
right,
terms,
right
we
thing.
Use trust, and in their terms, it's more a biological training, but inbuilt biological ability, but it creates
right.
swarm intelligence. They have the capacity to make decisions and choices and do things, and they have a minuscule brain. We've got a huge brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so trust for us is what enables us to do the same thing. And without trust, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And what Americans don't realize is that America was founded as a self-organizing culture
yeah.
and self-organizing system because we were 3,000 miles away from England.
Well,
and the Mayflower Compact of 1620 set up a self-organizing system of trust based on rule of law, of laws that were passed by the people, but they would agree and covenanted with God to follow.
Well, and see, part of that is what I define as liberty.
Yes.
See, I say that freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract we give to each other.
And that makes sense.
And that's but the foundation of that liberty is trust.
Yes. And we've forgotten that what we call freedom today is called anarchy.
Yeah.
Anarchy doesn't work. Anarchy is you get to do anything you want. It's
right.
never been that.
Right.
American freedom has always been based on very specific behaviors. And I can say with great sadness, I have never seen the United States of America in my lifetime operating so far.
We removed. Seem to have lost, you know, I'm going to use another word here, Linnea. We seem to have lost the ability to be shamed.
To change?
The loss of shame.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
The loss of shame. I mean, I don't want to pick, I'm not trying to pick on anybody. But how can someone do some of the things politicians have done and come out and while we watch them do it, turn around and deny it, and then still run?
Because Americans, you know, the best description that I have, and I first should preface it,
I love
the United States.
Hold on to that thought, because I'm gonna let you give it to us when we come back after these messages. Linnea McCord, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The Wisdom of Ants, Restore the Secret Power of Trust. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.